From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad to have you listening in today as the Reverend John Gray, minister of Bethel Free Presbyterian Church in Enniskillen, is with us to Let the Bible Speak.
In Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7, we read these wonderful words. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. In this text of Scripture we have a wonderful insight into the glorious salvation that God has provided for sinful man. In the book of Galatians, the cross work of Christ is mentioned in every chapter. Throughout this epistle, Paul uplifts the work of redemption as the only hope for the sinner. Men and women, if you're ever going to enter into heaven, you must get to the cross. If you're ever going to escape the torment of hell, you must get to the cross. Indeed, if you're ever going to know anything about sins forgiven, then you must get to the cross. As we come to consider this text of Scripture today, I want very simply to draw your attention to the glorious salvation that God has provided for sinful man. Notice with me, first of all, that man's salvation was the eternal purpose of God. In Galatians 4 verse 4 we read, But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son. In other words, when the time appointed by the Father was right, He sent forth His Son to be the Saviour of the world. Men and women, God loved this world so much that in eternity past He devised the plan of salvation whereby sinful man could be redeemed and saved from the penalty of sin. Therefore, the cross was not the afterthought of God, but rather the cross was God's eternal plan for the saving of souls that were lost. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 7 says, But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. And in 2 Timothy 1 verse 9, the Apostle Paul said, God hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. That wonderful text of Scripture in John 3 verse 16 declares, For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Men and women, man's salvation was the eternal purpose of God. What a glorious fact! What a wonderful truth! But notice secondly in our text, man's salvation involved the sacrifice of God's only begotten Son. We read in verse 4 and verse 5, But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. When the Son of God came from heaven to be the Saviour of the world, three things happened. First of all, He was made of a woman. This speaks of Christ's incarnation and humility. Secondly, he was made under the law. This speaks of Christ's subjection. And then thirdly, he died on the cross as a sacrifice for man's sin. Matthew Henry says, "He who was truly God, for our sakes became man, and he who was Lord of all, consented to come into a state of subjection and to take upon him the form of a servant. And the great end of all this was to redeem those that were under the law." Listen to what Paul says in Philippians 2 verses 6 to 8 concerning the Son of God. "Being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, in order for man's salvation to be accomplished. Not only had Christ to be virgin born, not only had Christ to be in subjection to the law, but in the final analysis, the Son of God had to die a sacrificial death upon the cross." What a wonderful truth. The Lord Jesus Christ had to pay the price of man's sin. Indeed, the Lord Jesus Christ had to pay the price for my sin. And on the cross, the Saviour shed his blood, and there he died the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. And I wonder the hymn writer penned those words, "None of the ransomed ever knew how deep were the waters crossed, or how dark was the night that the Lord passed through, or he won the souls that were lost." And this is the message of the gospel, that the Lord Jesus Christ came down from heaven, and upon the cross of Calvary, he died for our sins. He shed his blood for our iniquities. And in doing so, he provided eternal salvation for you and for me. Oh, 'twas love, 'twas wondrous love, the love of God to me, that brought my Saviour from above to die on Calvary. Christ had to die in order that you and I might be set free from sin's power and sin's penalty. But notice something else in the text here. Notice thirdly that man's salvation means adoption into the family of God forever. At the end of verse 5 we read these words, "that we might receive the adoption of sons." The word adoption means to take legally into one's family, or to take as one's son. Therefore, the moment a person is saved, they enter into the family of God and are adopted into the family of God. And their adoption is sealed by the blood of the Lamb. Listen to what John 1 verses 12 and 13 says, "As many as received him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." There is no greater blessing in this world than to be a member of God's family. Let me ask you a question today. Have you been adopted into the family of God? I want you to notice some of the blessings of being adopted into the family of God. First of all, the sinner receives God's Holy Spirit within them. Galatians 4 verse 6 says, "And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father." Also, the sinner receives an eternal inheritance, because the Bible tells us clearly that the moment we are saved, we receive everlasting life. The Word of God says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Indeed, the Word of God tells us clearly that the sinner will receive everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then, of course, the sinner receives God's name. In Ephesians 3, verses 14 and 15, we read, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." And what is the name of names that every child of God bears? It is the name of Christ. In Acts 11, verse 26, we read, "And the disciples were called Christians, first in Antioch." There's no greater blessing than to be known as a son of God, as a daughter of God. I wonder today, are you in the family and fold of God? Many years ago, as General Roosevelt Jr. was waiting to board a plane, he overheard a private in the U.S. Army plead at the ticket window for a seat on the plane. The private said, "I'm going overseas in 3 days, and I want to see my mother before I go." It had been explained to the young private that every seat on the plane had been taken. However, just at that moment, General Roosevelt stepped forward and said, "I will surrender my seat to the young private." At that point, a fellow officer said to Roosevelt, "This is a matter of rank." Roosevelt quickly replied, "That's right. I am only a general. This young man is a son." Men and women, when God calls us sons and daughters, he confers upon us the highest honour of all. How do you stand before God today? Are you in the family of God? The Bible says, indeed, Christ said, "Ye cannot serve two masters." And today you're either in the family of God or in the family of hell. You're either on your way to heaven or on your way to a lost eternity. You're either serving Christ or serving the devil. May you come today and trust Christ. Salvation has been provided. All you have to do is to accept it. And if you do, the Lord will save you and bring you into his family and redeem you for time and for eternity.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Gray, Bethel Manse, Ballycassidy, Enniskillen, BT94-2JT. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Gray, Bethel Manse, Ballycassidy, Enniskillen, BT94-2JT. You may also hear Reverend Gray preach each Lord's Day at 12 noon and 7:30 p.m. here in Bethel Free Presbyterian Church, Enniskillen, at Chanter Hill on the Temple Road. For further information, you may phone us at 028-6632-4164. That's 028-6632-4164. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.